In this episode of Social Media Secrets, I'm going to talk about some of the biggest lessons I learned while spending over $500,000 of my own personal money, well, our business money, on Facebook ads and what you can learn when it comes to advertising from our successes, our mistakes, and some of my biggest regrets. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everybody, it is me, Rachel, excited to talk about Facebook ads and some of the biggest mistakes, lessons, successes, and even regrets that we have about spending over $500,000 in Facebook ads. Now, as I'm recording this, I'm literally going to pull up the latest stats because our Facebook ads expenditure went down significantly over the last few months and especially over the last year when we figured out a few things based on some of our biggest mistakes. So I'm going to share with you some of the things that we learned. The first thing that I want to share is, number one, you have to be responsible specifically for your own attribution and tracking. This is so, so, so important. Facebook and really any other platform doesn't have reliable tracking behind the scenes. They don't have true attribution. They don't have accurate reporting. You have to be super careful with your attribution to make sure that you're not accidentally scaling something that's not working. And one of the biggest regrets that I have, we've worked with some amazing agencies and freelancers to support me in the past, but one of the toughest things, and even agencies and freelancers struggle with this, is that you can't just rely on the numbers in the Facebook ads dashboard. And the same thing is true with every single advertising platform. You have to have independent tracking. Ideally, in a perfect world, you would clone all of your offers and make sure that you are only tracking for Facebook ads the funnels stats where Facebook ads are going to. There shouldn't be any other traffic going to it. In a perfect world, you would clone each funnel for every single traffic source. I know that that's not always realistic, but you have to have an idea of what your real numbers are so you're not scaling when Facebook is like 3 or 10x over attributing sales that don't make sense. Another big lesson that we learned, and this was kind of painful, I talked about this actually in my email the other day. One of the bigger, more painful lessons, and this one took us a little while to bounce back from, is a lot of times people say that you can basically take the lifetime value of a customer, and that can help you to determine what your cost per acquisition is. And in theory, does that work? Yeah, in theory, it works. However, the truth is, unless you have really deep pockets, big funding, a long runway, really just those few things, or huge credit cards or big business loans, it is very, very, very difficult to sustain major balances and scale if you are not breaking even immediately. So you have to revamp all of your offers, your funnels, everything, so that you do not just break even, but profit on the front end, that first interaction. Because we learned this one, and it was a painful one. I kind of dug us into a hole a little bit by running up tons of ads, knowing we would get the return within 3 months. And then we quickly realized that we are not the Rothschild family, and we don't have deep pockets, and we can't spend more than our competitors to acquire customers unless we are at least break even, if not profitable on the front end. And that's where I just developed our entire ATM funnel, which stands for, at the moment, this funnel is crushing it. Total game changer. Another huge mistake that I have made in the past is running ads to offers that don't convert. I will never forget the day when I was talking to someone about her ads, and she was kind of like a little bit stressed about her webinar because it wasn't converting great. She said, you know, I spent $600 on ads and I made about $300 on sales from the webinar. And so I think the biggest thing that I want to do is hire you to get more ads going to this webinar to get more people on the webinar. And I had to almost like stop and kind of break everything down number by number. I want you to imagine that Facebook ads, or really any advertising, is like an accelerant. It's like gasoline. If you pour gasoline on a random yard, it's not going to light on fire. But if there's a spark, it's going to burn pretty brightly, right? Totally. So if you have a problem, or if you are not making money, if your webinar is not converting, getting more people on there isn't going to fix that problem. And that's one of the biggest mistakes I see people make. Or they'll say, you know, I've never made any sales from this offer or this product. We should probably run some ads to it. And that's actually a huge red flag to me instantly, because if you have a problem on a small scale, what Facebook ads are going to do is they're going to burn a bigger hole in your budget and make you realize that you have now two problems. You have a non-converting offer, and now you just spent a bunch of money hiring a Facebook ad person or an advertiser and on Facebook ads. So I explained to this person that wanted to hire me that she was not allowed to hire me because she had a conversion issue, not a traffic issue. And I explained, okay, so if we spend 10 times as much, you're going to spend, let's say, instead of $600 to get people on your webinar, you're going to spend $6,000. And if your numbers hold true, you're going to generate, instead of $300, 10 times that is $3,000 in revenue. So now you're $3,000 in the hole, plus that doesn't include my costs. And suddenly there was this light bulb moment. She's like, oh my gosh, I get it. It finally makes sense. I said, what I would do is keep practicing your webinar organically or on a small scale until it converts. And when it starts to convert at 1 or 2%, those are signs of life. When you start to convert at 3, 4, 5% consistently, that's when you know that there's some life there to put some advertising behind. But you do not want to put advertising behind a problem unless the only problem is we're ready to scale the results that we have. We're happy with these results, and now let's scale it. So that was one of the bigger mistakes that people have made and that I have myself absolutely learned. I also learned from a lot of people to be running ads to build your list. Funny enough, several years later, those same people were like, don't ever have freebies because you'll just get a bunch of freebie seekers. And it kind of made me laugh because I was like, oh, well, that wasn't the solution then. So the thing is, it's totally fine to run ads to lead magnets, free resources, webinars, trainings, all of the above to build your email list. But if you don't have a conversion mechanism, a tripwire, an ATM funnel, the ability for someone to make a purchase and help you to cover your ad spend or fully cover your ad spend, you are always going to be stressed out because you probably won't make enough offers to your list in order to make it break even for a while. Once again, if you have deep pockets, it's a totally different situation. But for most of us, running ads to just build your list doesn't make any sense. It has to be break even, or what we do is profitable in the end. Now, there's a couple more things that I want to share with you guys. One thing that this was actually a huge mistake that I made, was listening to other people who didn't like my ads. We had an ad that was wildly profitable, and it was one where I was talking about how I went salmon fishing in Alaska, and it said, last week we went salmon fishing in Alaska, and this ad was crushing it, like absolutely crushing it, and people started getting kind of mad because they were like, ugh, how long have you been fishing in Alaska for? And people were starting to get super snarky and they're like, still fishing in Alaska? But they would get really mean and it kind of hurt my feelings. So I would turn those ads off, and then I edited those ads and we were never able to get them restarted again. When the truth is, if an ad works, use it, use it, use it, use it, use it. Don't turn it off. Do not listen to the naysayers, the comments. Oftentimes, actually, negative comments are a good sign that you're also getting really positive interactions behind the scenes. So I should have just kept letting that run. In fact, one of our best performers from that set of ads was, this is kind of wild. One of our best ones was a picture of Paul, like, it looks like he's smelling my ear and I have barely any makeup on and the wind is blowing. And it's kind of like an oddly intimate photo because he's just all snuggled up against me. And people were super upset. They were like, this is so disturbing. People were posting it in groups being like, I can't believe she would show a picture that looks like her husband's so weird and controlling and smelling her ear. Like, people got super triggered by it. But yet that ad was one of our top performers, top profit generators. So do not turn off ads if they are working. Ignore the comments, hide the comments, respond to the comments. It doesn't really matter. What matters is what results it's getting with the people that you want to serve. To make an impact, you are probably going to upset the people who are not in your target market. And you know what? That is totally fine. I hope this episode has been helpful for you. I love sharing these. I geek out on some of the behind the scenes things, the mistakes we made, the regrets I have. If you want to grab, I actually have a powerful freebie bundle for Facebook ads as well as an ROI bundle. I'll link to both of those. If you go to rachelpeterson.com/podcast, you will see both of those attached to this episode totally free. Go enjoy them. I will catch you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.